This call is now being recorded.
Darn right it is.
We're going live!
Hey, this is Gun Sully with a gun.
This is Tech Sully. With all the tech on the planet. As a matter of fact, I have my hand on the laptop right now because I'm trying to make a turn and I don't want to go flying anywhere.
He is in a plug-in hybrid car with a laptop, which is also a spaceship. It can also fly.
It's a gyrocopter.
It's a gyrocopter.
It's a gyrocopter, yeah. I really like the gyrocopter.
I still love the gyrocopter story because it's like, everyone's like, you know, talking to the gyrocopter guy going, now, wait a minute, why didn't we shoot you down? I don't understand.
I mean,
you were flying here in front of us, and you should be dead. You know that, right, sir? What do you think?
Yeah, we know some postal workers. They're an insane group of people, generally speaking.
Yes, it is. It is.
So that's all he had to say. A postal worker. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now we got you.
I do.
All that story did is make me want a gyrocopter.
Yes, it was
a gyrocopter advertisement.
And it basically showed you that it is legal to pilot a gyrocopter basically anywhere.
Except for the White House lawn. Let's be clear. If anybody buys a gyrocopter today, don't go to the White House lawn.
Yeah,
Bad thing.
I do love that, you know, it was right after all the Ferguson and all this stuff where, you know, oh, police are too trigger happy and this, that, and the other. And then when somebody jumps the White House fence, I remember a news anchor tried to say, well, they showed a lot of restraint, didn't they? And just, you know, they were talking to a Republican and a Democrat, and both of them were like, no, this is when you don't want to see restraint. Like, everybody was like, that's our president, dude. You don't. This is when you want somebody a little trigger happy to be minding the door, you know?
Was the president even in town that day? I can't remember.
I don't think he's been home any of the times that someone's jumped the fence. You know, we've got a... And every time it's been, like, schizophrenics. And we were talking about the whole frightening thing about schizophrenics. You know, if you've ever woken up from a dream and you've thought, oh, I really need to, you know, press my phone because it's doing something and, you know, it makes sense in this dream and my phone is not my phone, but it's a controller to something and I'm solving a problem, you know, and you instantly, as you wake up and become more awake, you realize, oh, that's part of the dream. I don't need to keep pressing my phone. I was just dreaming a rationalization to turning off my snooze button, you know,
in your case, you're actually just firing blindly into the wall next to you.
No.
Really pissing off the neighbors.
Yes, proper gun safety is not to sleep with a loaded firearm. That is one of the things that when you realize that you're having a dream, you know, one of the scary things is you realize that schizophrenic people never wake up from the dream. They have that sort of dream illogical rationality where it's like, I need to jump the fence because I have this important knife I need to give the president.
Into his ribs.
You know, yeah, it's you know, and the one guy jumped the fence and he had a knife and he just really needed to talk to the president because he had an important message to give him. And it's like, oh, boy, you know what I mean? And it's one of course they found he was insane because he was clearly insane, but it is just really, really scary and really shocking. It's like, wow, that's schizophrenia.
To be careful, you don't want to do a diagnosis that somebody, I mean, there's a lot of different, there's different disorders where you have a dissociative disorder, or you have a disorder where everything associates. In other words, there's people that can't recognize themselves in a mirror, where other people, and schizophrenia is like that, where they don't split reality from fantasy. The brain just they can't do it. And although I read an interesting article that we're probably within 10 years of having a 100% effective medicine or some kind of treatment for schizophrenia.
Well,
now I didn't finish the article because I have attention deficit and. And there's a certain irony to that, honestly.
I would like to point out that most of the schizophrenics are completely harmless. They're not, they're not violent people generally. It's a very, very, very small part of schizophrenics that are violent to each other and to the rest of the world. And, of course, the ones that are some of the most horrific stories, mothers have a very special kind of schizophrenia that will occasionally attach itself to a mother, and that's a lot of times where your children have been replaced by aliens, and the only way to get them back is to kill the aliens. And of course,
there's a video a couple months back where a mom takes her son to the shooting range and then, lines up behind him and just pops him and then kills herself. And, she was off her meds and, heard from God that she was supposed to do that.
Oh, man, that's so sad. I'll never forget that one. That was a couple years ago, actually. That was,
I just saw the video recently, so I saw the video and I was like, wow, I wish I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, no, it's a really.
I'm going to go look at pictures of puppies for a while.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Well, one of the situations that's still going on last year, and I remember just being so upset at the news, because the news is just, we're just reporting the facts of the story and the children are missing. When they say the children are missing and the mother was schizophrenic, I'm like, damn it. Instantly my heart just sinks, and it's like, oh, this is so bad. I know what's happening now. Because it's like, and the mother said the children are safe, and I'm like, I'm like, okay, get with the police, find the children's bodies, please. Let's not drag this out. And a judge stepped in. This is in Maryland. This is Catherine Hoggle, I believe is her name. And I'll try to post the link. She's schizophrenic, and a judge, when she said, I want to lead the police to the children, a judge stepped in and said, no, you don't. That could be self-incriminating. Yep. Thank you, Maryland judge. Judge jackass, you moron. If in the rare instance that these kids are in some bunker and are actually still alive, congratulations, they might be dead now because you didn't want that poor woman to incriminate herself.
Yeah, that's messed up. It reminds me of the Onion article from years back where it says, it's something to the effect of, I'm going to mess it all up, but, Americans decide they don't have time for this crap after reading headline of article.
I remember that one. That was that was after the mass shooting in Littleton. Yeah, no, in not Littleton. It was in New England, in Rhode Island or Connecticut or someplace.
It was a brilliantly. I mean, that's what I love about the Onion is, whatever you're feeling at the time, they basically can underscore that and say, it's okay to feel that right now.
Yeah.
It was a brilliantly written article, though. Or, you know, because it summed up exactly how I was feeling. I was like, I can't take this crap right now. In the Onion article, it's like, you know, they should have a trash bag and go. All right, so in the news today, did you see the news today?
I've seen a couple stories. Please fire at will. Tell me what you want to talk about.
Well, being an InfoSec IT guy, which one do you think I'm going to lead off with?
Hillary Clinton's trash bag full of email?
No. The freaking IRS losing people's identities.
Oh wow, I didn't see that one. I love that the IRS has.
Oh wait, tell me that's gone national news. Or you've just been out of the news.
I guess I've been out of the news today. To be honest, I meant to do some show prep and ended up watching a couple YouTube top 10 lists. I have been the worst person today. I apologize.
Okay, good. All right, because it was all over the InfoSec guys, going, hey, IRS lost, 100,000 people's information. And, I mean, we're talking the bingo-level stuff, everything identity theft needs, address, income level, social security numbers, just everything this is bad.
I'm not trying to interrupt you. I want to say I did do some show prep. I went to the Politico.com and I don't remember seeing the story. So I am rushing to the Politico now on my tablet to try to see if this story. If this story was just completely ignored by the Politico, and if it was, shame on them. All right, now please.
Like I said, it's an information security thing, it's an IT thing, but, part of the trade-offs in a society is, you say, hey, in a society, only the government has the right to kill its citizens, if it finds they're doing bad things. Only the government has the right to declare war. Oh, there's a deer stinking road. Only the government has the right to declare war, and the trade-offs are is that, you're supposed to be made safer by your government. And anytime stuff like this happens, it just drives me bonkers because it's like, it's always somebody leaving the door open, it's never, there was this massive exploit, this guy, and so I haven't dug through the details of it, but the InfoSec people were all over it like flies on a turd, talking about it and saying, here's the layers that, were failed here and failed there. I mean, that's far too detailed we want to get on this podcast, but yeah, that's.
Right.
It's irksome because the people you want to, if you have to trust anybody, it's the government you're forced to trust them.
Well, the IRS has betrayed that trust time and time again under this administration. And this Lois Lerner, she should be in federal prison. She actually did political hit jobs against right-wing organizing groups, which I disagree with. I am for gay rights. I am for limited gun control. And I am for freedom of speech to the extent that would go against most right-wing groups, conservative groups, because I am a liberal, but I was a Democrat community organizer. And that being the case, I know that Republicans should have the right to do the same thing I did. And Lois Lerner made sure that they were not able to get their 501c3 and 501c4 licenses, and saw to it that those groups applying for the same thing that I, as a Democrat, had the right to do, she saw to it that they got harassed by federal agents, including their houses searched by the FBI. Lois Lerner did political hit jobs on conservatives in our country because of their political view and to intimidate them and take away their First Amendment rights. The IRS has completely betrayed the trust of the nation. So this,
did you find it?
I think it's just the
did you find that article?
I want to say I'm completely vindicated because if I did my show prep on Politico, there is not one mention of the IRS on their main page. The IRS is a political hit job company now. It's no longer a part of the government that works for the people. It only works for the Democrat Party. And that being the case, the Politico is not mentioning a flub up by them. They are talking about something snarky that Ann Coulter said, because that's news, right? Ann Coulter says something snarky. That's worth talking about on the front page.
I completely ignore anything she says.
Yeah, she's snarky, and I'm gonna be dead honest. I have listened to her argument. And she says a lot of really logical things, but she says it in a really witchy way. Like, and it's really, really snarky, really catty, and just like this. Everything she says is just sort of like this. And she's really hard to listen to, and she's really easy to hate. But that doesn't make what she says wrong. I'm just going to throw that out there. So I've been sort of interested in looking into stuff that she's written. But yeah, it's just so hard because whenever you say Ann Coulter, people are, she's evil, she's a bitch, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you know, all right, listen to her arguments, don't listen to her snark, you know. And
you and I jokingly have titled some of our posts basically along the lines of the things she'd say, you know. Yeah, you know, intentionally. We're doing it fully tongue in cheek.
Yes.
We're doing it.
I definitely see what you're saying because we have accused Hillary Clinton of terrorism and stuff. You know.
Or not being a Nazi sympathizer at one point I thought or something. I can't remember what. Yeah, we've done that intentionally, just for humor's sake.
Right.
Now the other story that's making every comedy writer on the internet just titter with glee, and that was the exact choice of words for that, is Santorum is back in the running.
Oh, yes, I did see that in the Politico, which I just, stop it. Just stop it, Santorum.
Hey, he looked in the mirror and said, I have nothing to bring to this party, so let's get the party started. He is the exact opposite of your and I's philosophy. Even though you and I don't agree on everything, he is absolutely, positively, socially conservative. You know, I mean, If you look at dollar for dollar, you know, you have a dollar of taxes you pay in, you know, he would love to use 40% or more of that to take away rights from you.
Yes. I am so aggravated by him. Because it's all about faith. Faith. And it's infuriating because it's like, you do realize that you cannot man mandate your religion from the government, or two things happen. One, the government becomes untenable, and your religion becomes untenable. Especially if you are a Christian. Because Christianity is about one huge thing, and that is choice. You have to choose to be a Christian. You have to. Otherwise, you're not a Christian. And whenever someone was like, well, but we need to mandate all this Christian stuff from the government because this is a Christian nation. No, it's not. It's a nation that allows you to choose to be a Christian. Because, yes, there are nations around the world that say, you're not allowed to choose to be a Christian here or we'll kill you. And, yes, I do think that is bad. But you cannot be a Christian nation. Otherwise, your Christianity now means nothing because it's the law. You didn't choose to be a Christian. You were born into a Christian nation.
Well, and the thing is, you know, if the largest group, largest single group of Christians in the country is the Catholics, and so, you know, are we going to, you know, break down that wall and then become a Catholic nation? Well, the people who are trying to break down the wall are Baptists primarily, you know, one of the larger groups, but they don't understand that they're not going to be, you know, if you break down that wall, it's not going to work the way they want. It's kind of like, I think it was at Iowa or Illinois where, you know, they got the vouchers for allowing people to pay private schools. And the first group that got any money at all was a militant, Muslim school, you know, where they were that already on a couple of watches, you know, so it's like,
it didn't
instantly allow them to have their church. It instantly works against you. I mean, because you have to allow one, or I'm sorry, allow all to allow one. You know, so if you're allowed to pay your school voucher and your kid goes to Baptist school number one, you also have to pay for Baha'i or Hindu or Muslim or whatever, you know, something you're not going to like.
Well, I think you're
talking, or even in their case, Catholic. You know, I mean, the money is going to the Catholic Church.
Right.
If you're a Baptist, that'll enrage you.
Yes. It's one of those things that's very bothersome when you look at the thought of people trying to. You know, yes, I own this is a Christian country, blah, 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 blah. And whenever I hear Republicans say that, it always bothers the crap out of me. It's like, no, it's not you can't have a Christian country. You know, that's the whole reason why they left and came here. It's because England was a Christian country. That's why our forefathers left England, was because it was a different kind of Christian that was killing those Christians. Because England did that all the time, where they said, hey, we're Anglican Christians. That's why we're going to slaughter all the Protestants who aren't Anglican, or we're going to slaughter the Catholics who are here trying to stop our good Protestant Christianity. And then when they go back to, you know, when a different house takes over, oh, now we're Catholic, and we're going to slaughter all the Anglicans. We're going to slaughter all the Protestants. It's ridiculous. It was ridiculous because Christianity was when people actually started, when literacy was really taking over and different groups were promoting literacy, that really put a huge chunk in a lot of the people's ability to rule from a Christian pulpit, because Christians started to read their own Bible and say, hey, there's not one standing army under Jesus.
Well, I went to Bible college, so, you know, we had Calvinism versus Arminianism debate, you know, free will versus predetermination. I mean, you can, inside the Baptist faith, you can draw lines, battle lines, you know. My favorite example is the short-haired Jesus that Doc Jones believes in.
I'm not kidding. They literally believe that Jesus had short hair. And their major argument is all the coins from the era all had the Roman emperors with short hair. And they did not like when I pointed out that that was actually to show the emperor's wealth.